This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Scott Isringhausen, Urban Fishing Coordinator for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Scott, today we're going to talk about the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair. It comes up June 10th at Paramarquette State Park in Grafton, and the hours will be from 10 until 4 p.m., and we've had a discussion a time or two about the Family Fishing Fair on this program, but this year maybe I thought we'd start off with some new things coming.
We are going to have some new things. Actually, a couple of real big things are going to be added this year. Number one, we're going to have a live grizzly bear there, be there for the kids to look at. They're going to talk about the bear, talk about the habitat. For those of you that have watched Animal Planet and many of the television shows with grizzly bears in them, this is the bear that is on the television show. And actually, the person's name is Jeff Watson, and he's the one that's with the bear on the different television shows. So that's the one real big thing. The other real big thing that we're going to add this year is a much larger bluegill pond. But in addition to bluegill, there will be catfish, bass, bluegill. I'm not sure what all species will be in the pond. We haven't even added the fish yet. It's that new, but it'll be 7 or 8 times larger than what the pond has been in the past. So it's going to be a much larger pond, and it's going to let a lot more kids fish in it. We're going to have much larger fish for the kids to actually catch. And then a couple of the other new things that we're going to add, a BB gun range where it's a trailer, and I actually have not seen it, but it's a trailer where the kids go inside and actually get to shoot BB guns at different targets. The other new station we're going to have is a station from Monsanto. They're going to teach the kids about safety in the sun and actually let the kids make a pair of sunglasses for them to take home with them.
Those are some of the new attractions. And, of course, again, a reminder for everyone who'd like to attend, as it's more geared for children, but always attractions for adults as well. And any child who's wanting to experience fishing or anything like that, all their gear and everything like that is provided free, right?
That is 100% true. There's no reason to bring anything with you. As a matter of fact, there is a couple stations where you're actually fishing. Number one, the bluegill pond, which you mentioned. The trout pond, you'll have a chance to catch a trout. You can actually have the fish cleaned and then actually eat your own fish if that's something that you wish to do. But a lot of the other stations are very educational, such as knot tying, such as casting. We have bow fishing, we have fish print, we have virtual fishing, but there's 30 different numbered activity stations for the kids to actually attend.
Those stations that you just spoke of, always in the past, there was the children attend so many, and then there's like something like a prize or something like that associated with it.
There is. As a matter of fact, if you do 7 of the 30 numbered stations, you get to catch a fish in the trout pond, and then also each of the kids will leave with a prize, whether it be a fishing pole, tackle box, flashlight, overnight stay at the lodge. We have some really nice prizes for the kids to all take home with them this year.
And, of course, those are activities, but other activities that might be going on, entertainment-wise, educational-wise, what else will be going on throughout the day?
We do got some other really neat, really special things. Number one, we have the 4,000-gallon fish aquarium, which is awesome. There will be approximately 30 different species of fish inside this aquarium, and the kids and the adults will have a chance to look at the fish in there. They'll do fishing shows and presentations from the top of this aquarium. We also this year are having a group called Wild Heart, which they are very interactive with the children. They're going to have the kids singing and dancing and learning about the different animals and things that are out in nature. We'll have a smokehouse again here this year. A helicopter will be here, and they will actually give a couple helicopter rides away. So there's really things for all people of all ages, whether you're somebody that's 2 or 3 years old or somebody that's old like me. So anyway, there's a lot to do and see. And anything in the fishing and the outdoors, there's the opportunity for you to come and see it and learn about it.
Will there also be food and drinks available on site?
There will be. You have a chance to, and I said it is free, and it is 100% free unless you do want to eat. There will be food. Have a food vendor there. They're going to sell fish and hot dogs and hamburgers and drinks. So food and drinks will be available. And I also mentioned the fish preparation station. Like I said earlier, you can catch a fish at the trout pond. And take it and have it cleaned, and then you can actually eat your own fish. So there'll be an option, and that is free, so you'd have a chance to eat your own fish free, but there is food and drinks available as well.
In previous talks we've had about the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, you said sometimes you may not want to be the early bird to come in a little later. You may not have to stand in line or so. I know this is a big event throughout the Midwest. Is that still sort of what you might recommend?
I really do. I recommend getting there at 12 o'clock or after, and you mentioned getting there later. If you want to come a little bit later than that, at the end of the day, we drain the trout pond down where there's maybe a foot or so of water inside the trout pond. Then the kids actually get in there and catch this trout by hand, which is really neat if you've never seen it. For those of you that have seen a grease pig contest, the fish are about the same way. So watching the kids get in there and catch them by hand is very entertaining. The kids have a blast doing that.
And some of those trout can be rather large that are in that trout pond.
There is. I mean, there will be trout in there probably bigger than you'd ever catch in the wild. I mean, typically there will be some 7 or 8 pound trout in there. Not a lot of them, but there will be some huge trout in there, but several 3, 4, 5 pounders, then a lot of smaller fish.
If somebody'd like more information, is there maybe a Facebook page or other information available they can check it out?
There is, and I don't know what the Facebook page is, but you can go into the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. They have a Facebook page there, but you could just type in Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair and go into the DNR webpage. So it is on there. If somebody just like to call and has questions, the phone number is 618-786-3323.
Scott, this is a little bit off of the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair coming up June 10th, but in the past, a lot of times the fishing fair was held during what's called the Free Fishing Days in Illinois. I know that doesn't run quite concurrent anymore, but while we got you on the phone and you're in charge of fishing things, when are the Free Fishing Days here in Illinois?
It's the week after that, and I don't know the exact dates, but it'll be the Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, the week after the Saturday of the 10th, and that's Father's Day weekend, and that's the real reason that we ended up not keeping Free Fishing Days. We just thought that maybe it would be better attended if it was done a week earlier.
Scott Isringhausen, thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County.
Well, thank you for having me here. I sure appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.